Gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Spain associates itself with the declaration made by the European Union, and we'd like to reiterate, at a time when there is tension and uncertainty, our unswerving support for the NPT as a basis for the international non-proliferation regime and a framework to make progress in nuclear disarmament. We cannot underestimate the enormous value of this treaty to continue to guarantee strategic stability, as it has been doing for the last 5 decades, with results which, from our point of view, are satisfactory. And a basic sense of responsibility should lead us to safeguard extremely carefully this key benchmark, without this anchor, in spite of the imperfections we might observe in its implementation, the world would be, without a doubt, a less secure and a more unstable place. We're experiencing difficulties in the global security context with a confidence crisis, mutual confidence crisis, which does not allow us to see, to expect in the near future disarmament measures, in spite of the clear and unequivocal legal obligation required by Article 6 of the treaty. We believe that this obligation affects, in particular, the nuclear weapon states, and they shouldn't waver in their job to make progress on the road to disarmament. We welcome the recent culmination last February of the commitments undertaken on the reduction of strategic weapons under the New START treaty, the extension of which until 2021 should make it possible to have a horizon for the future. We would like to recall also the very great importance of the for security in Europe of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which was signed in 1987 between the United States and Russia. In spite of this, the last review conference was not able to adopt the final document. We shouldn't forget that we have a document, a consensus document, which should be our immediate reference, agreed by all of us, and that is the 2010 Plan of Action, which gives us a path to follow. It's more obvious than ever, I think, that we have to harmonize the security dimension with the humanitarian considerations of nuclear weapons. Our human conscience should presuppose an incentive to preserve the sine qua non objective of a world without nuclear weapons, as the preamble of the NPT states. But we are aware at the same time that no maximalist position will get us close to this end, for which, whether we like it or not, we will have to count on the nuclear weapon states. To maintain the strategic stability, which is necessary and which respects the principle of undiminished security for all states, the only viable solution, which is realistic and progressive and which makes it possible for us to move with concrete steps towards global zero within the NPT and with the participation of nuclear weapon states. Among the concrete measures put forward by the plan of action, there's a priority objective, and that is the prompt entry into force of the CTBT, Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. We cannot have any sort of place in our times for this type of practice, and we'd like to reiterate our appeal to all states who have not yet done so, in particular those who are on the Annex 2 list of the treaty, that they should proceed to its signature or ratification. The prohibition should include any and all types of nuclear explosions, respecting a moratorium on tests for all states up until its final entry into force. While we welcome the exemplary system of control and verification, which has been established already within the organization, the CTBTO, another measure that we consider is absolutely essential as a logical step towards nuclear disarmament is the negotiation of a treaty on the prohibition of fissile material cutoff treaty for nuclear weapons and other nuclear explosive devices. And we trust that the high-level expert preparation group led by Canada will be able to provide new progress here. We believe that there has to be a greater political will to eliminate the right of veto, and it should debate and make it possible to negotiate an instrument that is legally binding, which would presuppose also a strengthening of the non-proliferation regime. We also would like to stress the importance of nuclear weapon-free zones, which have been established by freely agreed agreements among the regions, where they are creating a world free of nuclear weapons. We regret that it hasn't been possible up until now to convene an international conference on the establishment of a nuclear weapons-free zone and other weapons of mass destruction and their launchers in the Middle East. And we would like to express our wish to see a revitalization of the process of dialogue and multilateral understanding and regional understanding, which would make it possible to achieve this objective. Faced with perspective that offer little hope for nuclear disarmament over the short term, we believe that we should come up with some responsible and realistic alternatives, which, without replacing, in any case, the necessary efforts that need to go into disarmament, might be able to face deal with the situation. We're aware of the obstacles, but we believe there should be a constructive dialogue which makes it possible to increase confidence and transparency as well, including, among others, aspects of verification and reports and a drop or reduction in the operational alert of the nuclear weapon systems at a minimum, offering other alternatives which make it possible to improve mutual confidence. We know that for all of this, it's necessary to have prior conditions and a political will which make it possible to consolidate gradually these advances. But we would also like to recall Action 5 of the Plan of Action of the 2010 Plan of Action, which invites nuclear weapon states to a dialogue which makes it possible to reduce the role and the significance of nuclear weapons in military and security doctrines and policies. Recalling also the discussion of other measures that could prevent the use of nuclear weapons. I thank you for your attention.